providential answer of God. Acts, chapter 16, verses 6 to 15. Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 6 to 15. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. There is no coincidence in the Bible. It says it is God's providence. When a bird falls, it has been said that it would happen if God allows it. In Matthew, chapter 6, verse 28, it says, "See how the lilies of the field grow." It says God allows these to grow. In the 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 47 in the middle, it says, "For the battle is the Lord's." Storms that Jonah faced and the lots that Jonah casted are not results of mere coincidence. We can see that the hand of God intervened. If there was no storm on the way to Tarshish, they would not have been able to fulfill their mission. Storms Jonah faced was a blessing for him to restore his calling. The event that comes up in the book of Ruth, where a family of Naomi, her husband and children's tragic death in Moab, was not a mere coincidence. It was a result that she faced after leaving Jerusalem and going to Moab. When Naomi came back again, a person from Bethlehem welcomed her, but Naomi asked her not to call her by name Naomi but by name Mara. She confessed of her failure she faced after she left from Bethlehem. The fact that in the time of King Ahab, a door of the heaven was shut for 3 years and 6 months was not a mere coincidence. It has been said that it was because the altar of Jehovah had fallen down. When Peter left from the Lord, if he was able to catch fish well in the Sea of Tiberias, he would have gone to the world forever. But, during the night that he was lifting up the empty net only, he met the Lord of Resurrection again and restored the mission of being a disciple. Due to COVID-19 coronavirus, our nation is having a hard time and also the world is struggling. A community of worship is falling apart and a community of prayer is about to stop. The Bible also tells us that this kind of deadly infectious disease is also not a mere coincidence. God that appeared to Solomon at night said like this in the 2 Kings, chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We can know that even diseases that are infections are not mere coincidence. At times, we often would easily think that when things go according to my own plan would be an answer and a blessing. So when things do not turn out the way we would like to be, we would be disappointed. But, true answer and a blessing are not the things that turn out the way I would like to be, but according to the providence of God. Two men from the U.S. who used to be baseball players with solid faith got on the plane bound for Kenya for mission work. They prayed lots of times to God that He would use their lives and the plane took off. But, when it was about to land in London, there was too much fog so they could not transfer to another plane on time. If they were to take on the next plane, they had to wait for 8 to 9 more hours. They commented like this: "We could not understand God. For smooth mission trip, we prayed so hard, but what is this? They got on the next plane and there was no seat, so they had to sit right behind the pilot. But not long after it took off, plane started to fall down. Passengers shouted out and to calm people down, flight attendants ran hastily. Two men began to pray. Right at that moment, there was a screaming sound in the flight deck. When they opened the door of the flight deck, terrorists were attaching the pilots. Two men who used to be baseball players controlled the terrorists and dragged them outside. When the chaos stopped, the height the plane was flying already dropped from 30,000 feet to 4,000 feet. If the pilots did not sit down on their seats to control the flight, then the plane was about to crash soon. So then, they were able to know the will of God. There was a reason that the trip of two baseball players was delayed. God knows everything, including the future, and He is planning it. He is drawing a bigger picture than our intellect. Remember that when we put our trust in God, His guidance is always there. We need to trust that God is specifically guiding our ways. God's providence could be different than our thoughts, and it could be different from prayers that we ask for. We should not be disappointed or complain just because things did not turn out the way we wanted. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will realize about the hidden hand of God and that you will grow deeper in faith. The passage today shows that when Paul tried to preach the message in Asia in any way, even though he prayed hard for it, he was not able to go ahead as the way did not get opened. It was not a coincidence. Verse 6 says, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. It says the Holy Spirit did not allow him to travel. Verse 7 says, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. It says, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. But Paul did not give up, and on the night he prayed, he saw a vision. In a vision, a Macedonian person asked him to come and help them. After that he realized about the providence of God, left for Macedonia. In Philip, God allowed him to encounter Lydia and the Lord opened the heart of Lydia. As a result, in the future, the Philippian church was planted. And we can see the amazing providence of God that the gospel was preached to Europe. Through this event, we get to experience the work of the Holy Spirit that guides us into the providence of God. Getting the prayers answered as per my desires is not an answer, but things going according to the providence of God is an answer and a blessing. Also, in the same way, if things went the way I desired, in the past, then I would not have been able to become a pastor. In today's passage, we can see the providential answer of God. Fiercely, the Holy Spirit blocked the way of Paul. Let us read verses 6 to 7. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. It is the providence of God that is different from the thoughts of Paul. In verse 6, the Holy Spirit blocked the way. In verse 7, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow this. Even though Paul tried so hard to go to Asia, but the way did not open, so likewise you would have had a similar experience at times in your walk of faith. There are times when you try so hard to find an answer in the Bible but the way does not open, and there are times when you feel clueless and do not know what to do. Even though we cry out there is no answer. The Bible says that in these cases, there could be a number of reasons. In James, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. You asked for your personal enjoyment and request has been made incorrectly, possibly." In James, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, it says, "But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. It could be possible that you did not ask in faith." But today's passage says something very different from this. The Holy Spirit blocked the way and the Spirit of Jesus did not allow this. What was the reason? Have a look at the providence of God that appeared in a vision. Let us read verse 9. It says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Our plans and the plans of God are different. Even though we ask, if it is not the will of God, it does not get answered. When we pray, we need to pray for us to realize about the will of God first of all. It is because the indivisible providence of God is there. So, in Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." In Judges, chapter 55, verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Just because you nag God for something, it does not mean that this is a prayer. If a child asks you for a knife, crying and nagging, would you be able to give him or her? Just because a child wants it and if you give him or her whatever he or she wants, this could become a tool that would harm a child. Even you prayed for a long time and prayer did not get answered, you need to realize whether this is the will of God. At times, we get to realize this through the Word of God, prayer and also through circumstances. One young man wanted to become a missionary and was accepted. To leave as a missionary, he wanted to get some clothes and dressy shoes, so he went to the marketplace. But on the way there, he had a traffic accident so his leg was amputated. He cried out and asked God, "I offered my body and dedicated myself to become a missionary, but if my leg is amputated, then how do I go as a missionary? How do I do the work of God?" He was depressed and was in agony. One day, he heard the news that there is a need for a missionary in Africa. Unexpectedly, he went there as a missionary. He was doing his mission work there, but one day, people that are cannibals came in a group, surrounded him and to eat him, they danced. At that moment, he pulled his prosthetic leg out which was made of rubber and threw it to the leader of the cannibal tribe for them to eat. As he threw the leg to them, they got it and when they were about to eat it, they found out that it was not a normal eatable leg. The whole tribe knelt down in front of a missionary and bowed down before him thinking that he was God. This way, it has been said that this whole tribe got to believe in Jesus. After that, this missionary confessed that he realized about the hand of God working in his life through his painful scar and losing one leg. At times, even though you pray and live your life in faith, you would face that doors do not easily get opened and things do not work out the way you hoped. When things are like this, people get depressed and get discouraged a lot. But, we need to realize that there is God's providence. When Paul tried to go to Asia, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow this and in it, there was a master salvation plan of God that wanted to save Europe. Through you all, God has a master salvation plan. How do we need to live our lives? We need to ask God for ways. Let us look at verses 9-10. It says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Come over and help us." Verse 9 says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.'" In a vision, the Holy Spirit appeared to Paul and showed him the mission to complete. We can see that they requested Paul to come over to Macedonia and help them. God already prepared people to be saved. This is something that we do not know about. It has been said that this is the providence that only God knows about. Through this became the root of the gospel entering into Europe. Everything is related to the providence of God. Through the Holy Spirit, God led them. Therefore, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for the ways. And we need to obey the providence of God. Let us read verse 10. It says, "After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." It says that he knew that God called them to preach the gospel to Macedonians. Faith is following the will of God even though we have different ideas and plans. If we realize about the will of God, then putting our own thoughts and plans down and following the will of God is faith and obedience. Elisha was like that. While he was working on the field, Elijah told him to follow him. He sorted things out and followed him immediately. As promised and as per the wish of Elisha, God blessed him multiple times and he became a prophet that continued to lead the next generations. Matthew was like that. When the Lord called the tax collector, when he left that position and got out immediately, he received a blessing of being a disciple. While you were following the Lord, are you at times depressed and discouraged when things go wrong? Do not be discouraged. When we follow guidance of the Holy Spirit, things seem to go wrong at times, but doors get opened, and even though the roads are all blocked, but a way to have a victory gets opened. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will become victors like this. Providence of God established the Philippians church. Let us read verse 14. It says, "One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. God allowed Paul to encounter Lydia in Philippi. As per verse 12, followed by a vision, he reached Philippi. At that time, it was a colony of Rome. Here God allowed him to encounter a woman called Lydia that was a purple cloth dealer. Would this encounter have been a mere coincidence? No. It was a providence of God which was led by the Holy Spirit." Verse 14 says, "One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, opened Lydia's heart." That is right. God needs to open whatever it is. It cannot be done by force. In Acts, chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." Door of faith as well. God needs to open it. God allowed the door of faith to be opened for foreigners, too, and allowed the door of salvation to be opened. In Luke, chapter 24, verse 45, it says, "Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures." A door of heart as well. God needs to open it for us. Jesus opened door of heart and allowed the word of God to be understood. In Revelations, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." God needs to open a door of blessings as well. "I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." Your future way, your career path, door of grace as well. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would open these for you. God works through people. God allowed Paul to encounter Lydia and allowed the Philippi church to be established by opening her heart. Like this, God works through people. The Lord as well called Peter that was a fisherman and appointed him as a lead disciple. He called Matthew who used to be a tax collector and trained him as a disciple. When God saved the Israelites from slavery in Babylon, too, he called Isaiah. A person like a farmer Gideon in the Old Testament and a person like Amos that used to grow mulberry trees, God called people like these and led the history at the time. God touched the heart of Lydia and blessed her with an opportunity to be used for planting the very first church in the region of Philippi. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be used by God in any way possible. My dear family in Christ, when things do not work out the way you would like to be, are you discouraged? The key word that penetrates the Word of God today is the work of the Holy Spirit that leads us to the providence of God. We are able to see this. God has plans for you. We can just follow guidance of the Holy Spirit. If He says to us to go, then we go. If He says to us to come, then we come. If He says to us to get rid of something, then get rid of that. And if He says to us to give, then we need to give. When we follow guidance of the Holy Spirit that leads us to the providence of God, even when things seem to be not working, things will work out, and even the road seems to be blocked, a way to have a victory will open. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will become victors like this. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.